Well, the current role, I think, of the minority party, the Democrats right now, especially in the state legislature, is to continue to bring attention to the policies that are going on in Tallahassee and within that work where we can to kill bills. It's sort of difficult sometimes when I come home after a session and I tell people, I had a great session because I killed legislation. It's not like the majority is going to let you pass anything very substantive coming from the minority party. But look, there's some important legislation out there that we've been able to kill and maim in the last two or three sessions.
And tell me, what do you see as you ramp up towards 2012 for Democrats to be able to do as they get ready to challenge these Republicans who are holding the levers of power in Tallahassee and locally here in terms of trying to gain back some control?
Well, I think, first of all, fair districts at the state and the congressional level will do a lot to make that happen. So I hope the courts will really fulfill the goals of 5 and 6 in both letter and spirit of those amendments. And I think that will go a long way. Because once we have fair districts and where politicians aren't choosing the voters, but voters are choosing the politicians, I think the Democratic message about protecting and expanding the middle class and protecting and working for the guy that gets up and the woman that gets up and goes to work every day and not the big corporations, that message will get through better because we'll be able to recruit candidates. When you're in gerrymandered districts, here's what gerrymandering really does and how it hurts the political process. It not only gives a party overwhelming majority, but then there's fewer districts that are competitive. So it's difficult to create a bench of good candidates because you're not going to get a good candidate in a race where the Democratic performance is down 15 points.
It looks like a losing proposition.
Yeah. It takes a lot to campaign. So that, and then as you get fewer and fewer competitive seats, all the money flows into a few seats. So like in the last decade, basically, even in the state house where there's 120 seats, all 120 are up every 2 years, there were maybe 7, 8, if you were lucky, 10 competitive seats. And that's really, quite frankly, a stretch. Really, 5 to 7 was the average of really competitive seats. So you saw huge money flow into these seats. And so a state house race, now the Republicans in a competitive state house race will throw $1 million at a state house race. And the Democrats, maybe if they're lucky, will spend $300,000 or $400,000. And so normal people, regular people, golly, how do you tell them to go out and raise that kind of cash? How do normal people run for office? And they don't. And it really shuts the door to a lot of good candidates.
Let me ask you also a kind of a big picture. President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama have been hitting Central Florida pretty hard in recent months.
Finally.
The president visited Walt Disney World. He was unveiling a new tourism initiative. And recently, First Lady Michelle Obama was in Central Florida talking about healthy lifestyles and better food, that sort of thing. U.S. Senator Bill Nelson, though, when the president was at Disney, was not there, even though he's in this really competitive race for reelection with U.S. Representative Connie Mack, who seems to be coming to the forefront on the GOP side. Looking at the trend that maybe Mr. Nelson was setting, do you think President Obama helps or hurts Democrats with these appearances in local and state races at this point?
Well, I think he helps, and I really do think that was a scheduling conflict. And I know the public doesn't buy scheduling conflicts, but I don't, you know, they tried to get me to attend the event as well, and I was up in Tallahassee, and they didn't confirm the details literally until like 24 hours beforehand. So I do honestly believe that was a scheduling conflict. Obviously, Obama's a help. Obama's a help because it's a motivation issue. And I always tell Democrats when I go out and I talk to Democratic groups around the state, you will never wake up on the day after an election and see a headline that says there was massive voter turnout and Democrats lost. I've never seen that headline ever. It is always there was low voter turnout. Nobody came out to vote. Republicans won. What Obama does is motivate voters. When you have a big top of the ticket like that, you're going to motivate voters. And that's what Democrats need in 2012.